is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To the Keystone State, to two counties in the Keystone State. In the east, Philadelphia County, where I grew up. And in the west, Fayette County, where Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post grew up, in the general area of western Pennsylvania. And these two counties are the subject of profiles that Selina's been publishing these last weeks. We start in Philadelphia County at a particular curb side, Kensington Avenue and East Somerset Street in Philadelphia County. And the news as of last spring was that SEPTA, that is the local mass transit organization run by the state, closing the Somerset station. This was a blow to a neighborhood already on its knees. Selina, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Somerset and Kensington, that is a corner that defines the challenge for all of Pennsylvania. What did you see there? What right now can we say of those events? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on. If you were sort of looking for a corner in the country to define the dire straits that we find ourselves in terms of the opioid crisis, this is it. It is often called the Walmart of heroin. It is not only filled with homeless, but it is also filled, I call it the living dead, in that there are so many people just sitting up against the wall or walking around that are clearly have a drug addiction problems, and the corner is just a market for the drug industry. An illegal drug industry. And the reason that SEPTA is closed is because the working poor who live in that neighborhood could barely get into the station because of all the sort of criminal activity that goes on right in front of that station. And so the working poor have one less thing at their hands to get prosperous. It's just a terrible mess. And this whole series, it's a three-part series. You guys can check it out at selinazito.com. It's a three-part series I did for the Post-Gazette, looking at Fayette County, which is rural, white, and in Appalachia, and Philadelphia County, which is highly concentrated, urban, majority, minority, is the similarities that the people that live in these counties share. And the opioid crisis is one of them. When we think about the opioid crisis in our culture, we tend to think poor white Appalachia. However, Philadelphia has Will County has one of the highest overdose deaths in this country, not just in the state, in the country. And the increase in the black population in overdoses is over 80% over the past 10 years. So it is impacting both vulnerable populations in a robust way. And we are at a loss in our culture as to how to handle it. And that a lot of that comes from the fact that the drug addiction problem is very deeply rooted in mental illness. People use it to self-medicate. People are very, we still have this like amazing stigma of how to deal with mental illness in our culture. And whether you're black and poor or white or poor, it doesn't matter. Both segments of society scurry away from calling something mental illness, and people start to self-medicate.
You introduce us to State Representative Kenyatta, Malcolm Kenyatta, who is a candidate for the Democratic Party's nomination for the open Senate seat in Pennsylvania this election cycle. He grew up at Somerset. Yeah. And Kensington, this is his neighborhood. Has it changed profoundly since he was a child?
Oh, it has deeply changed, and it's deeply affected him. When I interviewed him, he just broke down in tears. Now, not only to see the neighborhood that he grew up in as a young man, as a young boy, he was a preacher. It was a legacy in his family, and the church that he first was ministered was located right at that corner. A lot of his constituents live at that corner, and they're afraid to go outside. They're trapped in their own homes. They're trapped because they can't afford to get out or move out, and it's a vicious cycle. You know, traditionally, having a conversation with Malcolm Kenyatta is incredibly joyful. He's one of the most optimistic politicians I've ever met in my life, and yet this one really took the mood down as he just described what's happening right in front, in plain sight, in front of his eyes.
And Representative Kenyatta, does he believe there is a response that is not being tried? Did he name something that the neighborhood needs or that the people of Philadelphia County need that is not now available?
He is a firm believer that the root of this problem is mental illness, and he believes that it begins when people are young, and it begins when they are school age, and that we don't address these problems, and these young people just fade off and lose themselves in a way to self cure their problems. It is the root of homelessness. It is the root of the drug problem. It's the root of the gun problem. And until we as a society address this in a meaningful way, it's not going to go away.
You travel 286 miles west to Fayette County and the city of Uniontown. There you speak to representatives of the city. What did you find of the opioid crisis in Uniontown?
So the opioid crisis is different but the same there. There isn't highly concentrated corners where you find like Kensington and Somerset, but Uniontown is a very small population compared to Philadelphia. But the drug problems, the drug exchange still goes on. I was walking into the courthouse and on Main Street, and you could see just down the alley, just down the corner in this beautiful old historic town, someone standing on the corner, car pulls up, they exchange items, car pulls away, the person immediately pulls out something out of their pocket, and they slide down the alley. And that happened several times while I was in the courthouse.
In Fayette County, you spoke with the county commissioner, Scott Dunn, and you spoke to the sheriff. Do they believe that drug enforcement is an answer, or is it a frustration to them?
It's a frustration to them. You know, I spoke to the warden. We were sitting in the courthouse, which, by the way, is this marvelous courthouse that one of the first signatures on the deed in the prothonotary's office is George Washington, because he bought property there when he was a young surveyor. But you know, 90% of the people in the courthouse jail are there with drug-related crimes, and they estimated about half of them or more had problems with mental illness.
The story in Philadelphia County seems much more challenging to me because I grew up there. It's harder to see rural America, but the picture you paint suggests that the opioid crisis is everywhere, not just in poor counties. It's in wealthy counties as well.
Yep.
Is that accurate, Selena?
That is absolutely true. You know, one of the things that we miss in politics and in news coverage when we are focusing on the problems at the American border in the Southwest is that we look at it as though it's a problem that stays there. It's not. People are upset about the border in a way that we don't talk about enough, in that the fentanyl that crosses the border and the gangs, the members who distribute it, come to their neighborhoods. They don't come, and they don't just come to the poor parts of Fayette County and the poor parts of Philadelphia County. They have moved out to the suburbs, to the wealthy, to the upper middle class, to the families who think they're, that they should be ignored from this. And they're not, because it just creeps on everyone.
Back to Kensington and Somerset. There is a homeless camp, or was a homeless camp there, that's been challenged. Did you see one? Is it growing? Is this a place that people just sit down to pass away?
It's an oasis for wanderers. I can't think of another way to describe it. And not a pretty oasis, not the kind you look for when you're on the desert and you want to get away. It's the kind that you fall into. And it's very, very sad.
And Philadelphia can see this. The mayor can see this. The governor can see this. Malcolm Kenyatta certainly sees it. And the answer you're pointing to is mental health. And I agree with that. But is the apparatus in place? Do they need something to put that apparatus? At one point, one of your conversations pointed to putting mental health workers into grade schools. Did I read that correctly? Into primary schools?
Yeah, that was a bill that Kenyatta has introduced into the state house. Has not been voted on yet. But he sees that as part of the solution. There are plenty of mental health programs out there that can take care of just about anything you want taken care of. However, people with mental illness do not use them to help them because of the stigma. That's sort of the roadblock here. That's the common denominator there. And a lot of this has changed. Our increase in opioids, our increase in gun violence, our increase in homelessness all started to accelerate after we did away with institutionalizing people with mental health. I'm not saying that is, or with mental illness. I'm not saying institutionalizing someone is the answer. However, somewhere in between what we used to do and what we do today lies the answer.
Selena Zito. SelenaZito.com is where you can find her articles on Fayette County, Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia County, Pennsylvania. We're going to stay with Keystone State because it is such a large part of the national election picture this in the midterm year. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.